We're taking a look at some of the issues on the ballot. Can you believe it, Bruce? Election Day is next Tuesday.
Well, today's
of course.
May 1st, so May 6th.
In like a sponge.
Everybody's looking at all the signs in the yards.
Speaking of water.
Oh, okay. Is this what you were getting
Let's go right down to the Black River Landing.
Well, that's where all the water ends up, you know.
Well, that's where it
all
goes.
All the rivers lead to the port, and we've got with us Rick Novak, Executive Director of Lorraine County, the Port Authority, joining
Lorraine
us this
Lorraine Port
morning.
Authority, yeah.
Thank you for
Good
joining.
Morning.
Now, this
you've got a levy on the ballot here, so let's talk a little bit about what you're looking for.
Okay, yeah, we are on the ballot. It is a five-year operating levy for the Port Authority, and it is a renewal, so there are no new taxes associated with it. And essentially, what we would like to do is continue the progress that we've made. You've mentioned Black River Landing, and obviously we have the renovations to the East Pier. And, you know, we have a small staff of three full-time members of the organization and one half-time person. So I think we get a lot of bang for the bucks. But, you know, you mentioned Black River Landing. When I started at the Port Authority, the only point of access on the river was at Riverside Park, which was a small park just north of the Basco Bridge. And that consisted of about an acre or 2 acres, and now we've converted that to a nice little area that's heavily used in the summer. But then Black River Landing, we added another 25 acres that are accessible to the public, and that is also the home to the International Festival, the Jet Express, as well as our summer concert series as well. And the potential there is for additional development to occur because we set aside a lot of property, hopefully to attract either restaurants or hotels, shops, things of that nature, and mixed-use development. And I think the other thing is that what we've been able to do with the tax dollars is you can see where your improvements and where your dollars go. Black River Landing, again, is a good example. It used to be a railroad storage yard. It was undeveloped industrial property, and now we've converted that into an asset for not only the entire community but for the county as a whole. And the same thing with East or Mile Long Pier. When that was built in the 60s, it was built as a navigational structure. And now there's a marina attached to it, and now you can take beautiful walks in the evening on the renovated pier deck, which we've added with brick pavers, and we've added lighting and parking down there. So you can see where all your dollars go to. And I think that's very, very important.
Rick, when you talk about the Black River Landing, something new there this year, people coming down for the first time, we'll see a new office complex. You're in there, but also the Jet Express will have a sales office there as well.
Yeah, it's our ferry terminal building, and we will have a ticket booth there. We will run the ticket booth for every the events that we have, and it is a nice asset. And what's nice about it, too, is the fact that we now have the original lens from the Harbor Lighthouse, our historic lighthouse, on display within our lobby area. And that is really a beautiful piece of art. So we've kind of, you know, played homage to the future with the building that it's designed, but also the history part of our community as well and the cultural side of it.
We're talking with Rick Novak from the Lorraine Port Authority. And, Rick, the levy, it's a five-year renewal. And what percentage of your funding does that constitute?
It's well over 90% of our funding. It's unfortunately, over the years, we've lost some of the leases that we've had with some of the businesses and industries. But what we've been really working hard to do, and because we really don't want to be that independent on the levy, but we try and work with businesses and industry to issue bonds that will provide fees for us and so forth. And we've done that over the years. We've stepped up our economic development programs tremendously. And hopefully as time goes on, the amount of money, the amount that we depend on, the levy will be reduced. That's been one of the goals of the board throughout the years. Unfortunately, too, though, with the levy, because of the lower property values in the community, we're going to be down about $100,000 this year and continuing, you know, through the next few years as well. And so we've got to make up those funds, and that's why we're doing everything we can to attract business into the community and to help them grow and expand.
May is here. Summer is just around the corner. What can people expect this year?
I think you're going to see a fabulous fireworks display again on the waterfront. We've switched to a new company, so I think they're going to be eager to show the community what they can do. And there are a lot of times it attracts as many as 50,000 people to the waterfront. That's phenomenal. The summer concert series is going to be great this year as well. And then we're going to add a Rimfest at the end of July and the first part of August. So a lot of different things happening this year.
Very good. Rick Novak from the Lorain Port Authority, our guest this morning. Rick, thanks for being with us.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
726 at AM 930 WEOL. Craig Jerzio kicks off the summer, the Labatt Blue Black River Concert Series on June 7th. They're a Bruce Springsteen in the East Street tribute band. And also bring in the Queen tribute band. I think they were there last year as well.
What are they called?
Almost Queen.
Right? Okay.
And then, of course, the Port Fest around the July 4th.
Sure. Fireworks.
And the first annual Ribs on the River that Rick was talking about, that comes up on July 31st. And a lot of the great things with many of these events is there's free admission to them that they have there.
Very good.
As well. So, of course, our first adventure out there will be coming up for International.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be out there. For that is the place. Now, hope the weather worked out. I hope they survived winter.
We'll be good. We'll be all right.
Not us. I'm talking about the winter. They got all that stuff out there. You got to come out after the winter. You know it is. Like you go around your home to see what's out there.
Well, have you heard Glenn Hagee talking on our radio station? He's talking about the PVS. The polar vortex syndrome.
Oh yes, you're right. By the way, I put that,
our home improvement guy.
Yeah, I put that promo in there just for you.
He
had about six of them. He put. And I thought I got to use the PV.
Give me a break. Polar vortex syndrome.
Come on. Just you like to bring that up.
I do.
I suppose it's the month of May. Should we put a ban on it? Can you longer?
Oh no. Well, you know, come July, I'm thinking solar vortex.
That's ridiculous.